Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Boom.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30-odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com. Boom!
This is Nick Groff, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickGroffTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
She grew up with ghosts. As the Ghost Host, it's Sophia Temporelli, 8 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com. Congratulations, Sophia.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Yes, this is hands down the world's most unique paranormal broadcast where 20-year-old Sophia Temporelli broadcasts each and every week and discusses all the latest haunt topics with all the paranormal field experts themselves. And I want to thank Rob Sirk, the site founder of LiveParanormal.com, for providing this format each and every week. And thank you to all of our moderators. Thank you guys so much for patching us through at live events where we had no internet feed and abandoned hospitals and things where Sophia was broadcasting live in the early days. Thank you guys so much for all of your help and support over the years. Today, we welcome global digital marketing entrepreneur, acclaimed author, lecturer, and UniversalParanormal.com founder, Dominic Pepito, to the show. Everyone visit UniversalParanormal.com. That's UniversalParanormal.com. As well, DynamicWorldEnterprises.com. That's DynamicWorldEnterprises.com. Today, coming up next weekend, we have Brookdale Lodge documentary UK filmmaker Don Phillips returning to the program. That's going to be on the 23rd. And so you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. We have a lot of people securing their dates, too, as well, by the way. Like the Ghost Host on LiveParanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn about the guests, as we learn of them real time, and also to like LiveParanormal.com Facebook group page. A lot of great new paranormal investigative team member panel roundups on the weekends. A lot of great new additions here on LiveParanormal.com. Check out the memberships. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sirk, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience here. So a lot of autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors. A lot of giveaways, different contests, too, for the membership packages here on Live Paranormal as well. support the vendors here on myparanormal.com. So if you're thinking about getting grandma a Melmeter for her birthday or for Christmas coming up, make sure you do it here on myparanormal.com. Tonight on LP, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigatti, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on liveparanormal.com and History FM. Archive shows, if you miss anything, they're now available as free MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage of liveparanormal.com under the show's link at heading thumbnail and select the Archives tab. A whole new layout, too, on liveparanormal.com, by the way, so check out the new layout. And let's see here. Let's bring on the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli. Let's see. Sophia, are you there?
Hello.
You're doing a fantastic job. Over 8 years of broadcasting here on the network. Congratulations, Sophia.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 8 years.
Yeah, and also, too, we played an archive show last week as well. All of our first are our cousins, Joseph, Rianne, and little Omar. We lost them on Halloween, and they were taken from us. But, Sophia, I know you love your cousins, too, as well, and a great loss to the entire family. So all of our prayers.
Yeah, definitely. It was a very tragic loss.
Yeah. And so if you can, anytime, just extend also to your comfort, warmth, and strength to the entire family who's going through the loss of all three, too, at the same time. Sophia, you have Instagram, you have all these social media pages, you have a lot of things up. Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with one L, and Instagram just at Sophia Temporelli.
Yeah, you have to drop an L because we cursed you with a really long name there. So on social media, for Snapchat, Tumblr, Instagram, Sophia Temporelli, just drop one of the L's at Temporelli and you'll be able to find her in the load there. And so, Sophia, tell us about our guest today.
Today we welcome global digital marketing entrepreneur, acclaimed author, lecturer, and UniversalParanormal.com founder, Dominic Pepito. Everyone visit UniversalParanormal.com and Dynamic World Enterprises. Let's welcome him into the show.
Hey, Dominic. I see Dominic in the queue. Hey, welcome to the show today, Dominic.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me. Most appreciative, and I just want to send my condolences out to you, Sophia. I saw it in the about your family, and I do apologize. I just, you know, everyone here at Universal Paranormal, you know, you have our full support if you need, you know, we just wanted to say, you know, we apologize, and we hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Dominic.
Well, thank you for that. And, yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Well, you know, I appreciate you having me. We're all very excited about our new platform. We have a lot of things that we're working on, and we have built relationships with some of the most credible and most renowned from exorcists and paranormal search teams and researchers. And just we really are with our national call center, we're calling throughout the nation to try to get people registered on Universal Paranormal. We have over 7,000 locations that we're going to be putting into the directory. It's a Herculean task, and you know we're building relationships every single day. And I'm very happy with the progress that we have so far. And you know we welcome everyone is welcome. We welcome businesses and paranormal teams and exorcists and mediums and everybody. I mean, we've developed a nice directory of professionals, so I'm very excited about it.
Well, to start off, can you tell us what initially led you into the field of the paranormal? Was it experiences as a child or was it interest from TV shows?
No. When I was very, very young, my sister used to deal with the occult, and she did not know how to control it. And we used to live in Hopog on Long Island, and little by little, I'd see changes in her, seeing changes in the mood of the house, see changes happening in, you know, with my parents, and you know some things I couldn't explain. The most interesting thing that I saw was my sister was walking down the stairs. Well, I thought it was my sister. When she was walking down the stairs, it wasn't my sister at all. It was a doppelganger, and she came down the stairs, and it was her. I knew it was her. I'm like, hey, Bridget, you know, what's going on? She turned around, and her face was totally pale, black eyes. She looked like you could see right through her skin, and, you know, I came face to face with that. So at an early age of 15, you know, trying to help my sister spiritually, emotionally, mentally, pull herself together after what she opened up, because she used to deal with black magic and Ouija boards and everything else. Not Bridget, but my other sister, Lori. I have three sisters. And it really, really added to the craziness of the house. Now, going back and doing some research, I remembered when I was very, very young, when my parents built their house from scratch, okay, on Long Island. And there were mounds in the back of my house, like these big mounds. I'm like, I have no idea what these mounds are. So when they started clearing them out to build my house, like we never lived in somebody else's house. It was a brand new home. When they started ripping these mounds down, they found arrowheads and they found bows. They found, you know, they found axes. They found tools. They found hammers. And little did we realize that the house was, and nobody bought this piece a lot. The house was bought on Indian burial ground of old Indians from Long Island. So I used to go hunting in the back of my yard, and every now and then you just come upon a huge mound. And I never even knew there were Indian burial grounds in Long Island. I mean, Indians lived there, but I never knew they had burial grounds in the back of my house in Hop Hog. Thus, Hop Hog is an Indian name. From that, it really, really, really brought me into a new subject, a new realm that I never thought I'd ever be involved in my life. Now, growing up, you know, I was a missionary. I traveled around the world. So as a missionary, when you have the opportunity to travel around the world, like in London and in Italy, you know, I had the opportunity to go into these really, really religious sites where no one actually had the permission to investigate before. But because I was a missionary, I was like, you know, I was given access into them. Now, not beknownst to them, you know, I'd go in and do my own investigation work in some of the most, I mean, I went into a 300-year-old chapel that they had there in London, and I was going through there and, you know, really got to do some nice research. And in Italy, and some of the old churches, you know, I could go in the cathedrals, I could go in, you know, no one else was there, and do my own sort of research. But, I mean, there's some things, I mean, if I had a video team surrounding me, I mean, we're talking about 1990s, early 2000s. If I had a research, if I had a video team following me, I mean, I captured some serious, serious, credible things that I've never seen before in my life. You know, initially when you go into it, you're a little bit scared. But once you realize and you understand the complexities and the factors that bring these things about or bring these things into being, or the tragedies that these spirits have experienced, and just the history of the site itself, it really pulls you in. It just pulls you in.
Definitely. And how did you go from those experiences to wanting to create a site like universalparanormal.com?
Well, you know what? I've been around. I have a lot of connections. So I was looking online for a good paranormal directory, and there are many out there. But I was like, with all my resources and building my own marketing team and having my own, you know, building them from scratch, and having my own marketing company, I was like, we could do better. I said, we have to do better, because we build themed, you know, we build themed websites, we build themed marketing campaigns. For every single industry. So I'm like, this is what I want to do. So we sat down together and we brainstormed, said, I don't want to, you know, make it too big. I just want to make it big enough where we can introduce tools and introduce a platform that everyone could be totally inclusive to, that, you know, like a stone soup of collaboration of all the paranormal teams and the experts and the professionals, bring them all together in one spot. I want it to be fully interactive. I want them to be able to display their, you know, movies, their EVPs, their pictures. I want it to be something that, you know, is just not out there. You know, you have a directory, you know, has a list, oh, this is it is, here's a picture, here's a map. We give, mm-hmm. I said, listen, I want it to be a fully inclusive, I want to have a history platform where they could go in and see the history of, you know, like the Titanic, where we have real movie shots of the Titanic. We have the Hindenburg, like we have every other week we're going to be putting up a different historical reference main point on the site. You know, I want to teach people, not only people that don't know about the paranormal, I want to teach people and learn people and educate people about these tragedies that really have reshaped the entire world, you know, as far as, you know, safety standards and everything else. But I want to bring people into the lives of these tragedies and see the real people who lost their lives, and bring historical significance to what the paranormal world does. I mean, most people, when you say paranormal, like, oh, ghosts, spirits, I love Halloween. No. There is another mm-hmm. whole different world that has nothing to do with your marketing or with, you know, some of the famous haunted houses that you see out there that are, you know, they're really great, but it really doesn't give people the full spectrum of what the universe, what the paranormal world is, and how powerful it is, and how it shaped people's lives, and how it shaped the entire world. You know, wars have shaped the world, and major paranormal events have shaped the world. I mean, the Civil War, a lot of energy there, a lot of memories and emotions left on that battlefield. That, you know, I mean, it's just you really can't put words to it. It's interdimensional. Mm-hmm. It's specific. It is something that everyone must experience, you know, at least once in a lifetime. Just stop, breathe a little bit, you know, meditate for 5 minutes, and then go out there and learn about what the paranormal is. Learn about the people that lost their lives. Learn how these different negative and positive energies can affect, you know, just the area and the grounds that are there. And it's seeped in. It's seeped in. Like, their blood seeps in that ground. Their blood's still there. And that alone it develops its own presence. So I wanted to build a registry that not only introduced the paranormal teams and researchers and professionals to the world, but also educated at the same time. It was very important for me to do that. Mm-hmm.
And who's a part of the directory at this point?
Oh, we have a number of locations that we're putting on. Some of the people I asked if they want to be mentioned, some of them don't want to be mentioned, but they're on the site. But we are in the process of building we have the United States, and then we have England. So we only handle two countries, but mm-hmm. most of the people that are on there, we have a paranormal photographer. He's been doing paranormal work in Massachusetts for a good 10 to 20 years, and he sent us all of his videos and stuff like that. So, you know, he's on there, and we also have the other group that's on there that just signed up recently is Entity Voices. It's a husband and wife professional team. They do really great paranormal research work, and they just signed up recently. So the directory is about a month in. It's basically brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a team of people trying to put up locations, you know, calling people to get, you know, registries. It's only it's only $10 a month to register. You get 5 interactive menus. We put all your information up. You could post EVPs. You could post videos and pictures. But something that's different with this is, through my relationships I've made in the United States and around the world, once you sign up, you have access to our active requests. So when we call a place, an active location,
mm-hmm.
not only do we post their information, like say Arapahoe in Florida, you know, it's a small fishing village, but when we sign up these locations, what we're doing is asking them if we could have permission to actually send investigators in there. And we get the permissions. We get permissions to go in. We get, we talk about, you know, what are the dangers that are there for the investigation to investigators that, you know, that can go there. So when you sign up with Universal Paranormal, not only do you get a directory listing, but you also have access to visit these active requests that we're going to have around the nation. And we've already received permission from them to have people go in there. So it gives you a lot more. We do all the research, we do all the digging, we get all the permissions, and once you sign up, you have access to all of that, all of it.
Well, that's great, you know, to be able to connect people in the paranormal through your website. But But I also know, besides, you know, running universalparanormal.com, that you're also an author. Could you tell us a little bit about the books you've written?
Of course. As a missionary, growing up, I started writing when I was 15 years old. My sister had a lot of problems, and the only place I knew where to start to begin was in the church. That's the first place I went for help. Now, when I was very young, I had many religious experiences. I had many, many, many personal deep religious experiences that I share in my titles. I've seen demons. I've seen angels that actually helped me in the process of trying to help my sister that, you know, in that house. I mean, as one of the most haunted places on Long Island, I mean, everyone talks about the Amityville house, but this house that I grew up in, built on Indian land and on a reservation, not on a reservation, but on Indian burial grounds, I mean, I can't tell you where it's in Hophog. I mean, if you do some research on me, you'll be able to find the location. Since my dad sold the house, in the past 3 years, the house has been sold 6 times.
Oh, wow.
6 times. The house has been sold 6 times since I've been living there. But in my room, I've seen demons. I mean, I was praying the rosary once up against the cross on the wall, and I would pray. And all of a sudden, on my left-hand corner, you know, you see it for like 5 seconds. At the corner of your eye, I saw a demon laugh. I mean, we're talking about horns, pointed face, totally black with wings. I mean, it was crazy. He was laughing at me while I was saying the rosary. And what happened was I couldn't remember the rosary. Now, here's a prayer I was saying since I was like 5. And I could not for the life of me remember how to pray the rosary. I couldn't finish. I was like, Hail Mary. I couldn't remember the words to the rosary for 5 minutes. I couldn't finish it. And it was crazy. So I prayed for help. I prayed for guidance. I was only, like I said, 15 trying to help my sister. She had to give up everything that she said she was studying, all the occult stuff. But, you know, it's just been crazy, crazy activity at that the residence. So what I did was at the early age of 15, I started writing books because that was my only way to express myself. It was the only way that I knew how to express myself is through my writing. That was my escape, you know, from the house and from everything that was going on at that particular house. So my first book was Return to Christ, which is a fully illustrated Bible. This is the first time ever in human history that the Bible has ever been put in chronological order, where you could actually read through it straight through like a story, like from the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You don't have to skip from like Matthew and Mark, you know, from the Nativity to the, you know, like a crucifixion, because every chapter is a different viewpoint of, you know, the life of Jesus Christ. So what I did was I put it all in chronological order. It took me 5 years. And I showed it to the bishop in St. Petersburg, Florida, where I got my imprimatur, Monsignor Bumpus, who approved all my writings, you know, with the imprimatur, which means that they're approved by the church and they can be printed. So at the early age of 16, 17, I received my first imprimatur on a book that I had written with no doctorate degree in theology or anything like that, no college education, nothing. I mean, where you get a college education at 15. So that was one of my books I wrote. Then I wrote another book called Soul Scriptures, which deals with my personal experiences in the paranormal and my struggle against evil and trying to overcome it, which is called Soul Scriptures, which goes through the relationships of my entire life. And then I wrote another book called White Book, which is an inspirational book of quotes. So there's 3 books. The fourth book was The Servant's Path, which is a prayer book. In trying to deal with the things that were going on in the house, I wrote my own prayers for protection. I wrote my prayers for deliverance. I wrote my own prayers for families who need help. So in the process of doing that, I wrote a book just on prayers on every single life event you could possibly think of to help people pray and actually teach people how to pray. So if you look at the books, we have The Servant's Path, Soul Scriptures, and then The Return to Christ. So once you return to Christ, you know what I'm saying, then you go on the servant's path. So I was like, well, let's put it all together. So we have the servant's path. You know, we have the return to Christ, so you return to Christ. Then you have the servant's path, which leads you back. You know, you become a servant. You're back on the servant's path, you know, through prayer. And then soul scriptures, which just teaches you how to open up your soul through poetry. So we did the first initial, those are the 4 books. The 5th book was a book, a child's book, you know, about the life of Jesus Christ. And then I did 3 books on, I did 3 biographies of 685 biographies of the lives of the saints. Now, the reason why I did this is because I wanted people to understand that not only through a holy, miraculous side, which is another part of the paranormal, we really can't separate. One's a blessed side, and one paranormal is more like active. But I wanted to see people to cherish and understand the lives of the saints and all the pains that they've gone through. So the way that I expressed myself and hoped to express myself of what I was going through is by sharing the lives of the saints with people. I mean, I have one book of those that's Martyrs and Virgins. It's called Through the Heavenly Gates. So the series is three. It's called Through the Heavenly Gates. The first book is Martyrs and Virgins. The second book is The Clergy Saints. And the fourth book is Layman Saints. So within these three volumes is like maybe 300 lives of the saints in each volume, about 865 biographies altogether, fully illustrated. I mean, you're never going to find a series of 865 lives of the saints fully illustrated with all. We put all the reference notes in them, all the reference notes where we found all the books about the lives of the saints, what happened to them in their lives. I mean, these people were tortured. Their tongues were ripped out. Their throats were slit. They were cut up in little pieces. They, you know, for the love of Christ, they were, I mean, these people were just tortured to death. I mean, some of these people had to swallow hot coals, you know, just by, you know, in medieval and just medieval torture techniques that you wouldn't even believe that has happened to these saints, which actually, you know, guaranteed their, you know, their place in heaven as a saint. And just to understand that they were willing to die for what they believed in the most horrendous ways, and their love was so great, it just wanted me. It just the message I was trying to bring about was, even at the last moments of your life, you know, you could really make a difference. You could really turn yourself from anything you could possibly going through to turn it into a positive. So through their pain and suffering, through all their sacrifices, you know, nowadays, you know, if we don't get our cappuccino in the morning, we think, oh, my God, you know, I'm never going to get through my day. I mean, these people were ripped apart, literally. Were literally ripped apart. And they still cherished what they believed in. They still would not stray from the path that they were on. And it's just the same thing in the paranormal world. Once you are gripped by it and once you experience it, you know, not only do you want to experience it for yourself, but you want to try to bring relief to these people who probably don't even know that they're dead. They don't know that they're dead. All they know is that they're suffering. They're probably, you know, being tied down by another power that's more stronger than they are, who feeds off their energy, and, you know, they have no release. So I wanted to also, like, what I'm trying to do is I have a series I'm working on where it goes into that we're going to be traveling to different places where we're in the process of producing. It's called The Saint by Dominic Pepito, In Search of Angels and Demons. And what we're going to be doing is a different platform is going to be going to these locations like the Blessed Saints and explaining people about their lives and trying to get some evidence, you know, trying to in search of angels. And then we're going to go to the opposite end of the spectrum. We're going to be talking and looking for demons and showing like the most evil people on the planet and introducing them and how they lived and why, why, how they affected the, you know, the people around them and the whole place and how their energies, you know, just, you know, are embedded into their surroundings, into their houses and everything, and try to get evidence from them as well. So, you know, it's something I've been working on my entire life, and it's just built up to this point. So.
Well, definitely. That's amazing that you wrote all those books. Where can the audience go and buy them?
Oh, I own an international publishing company. So they could buy them anywhere. They could buy them at Walmart. They're in Walmart. They're in Books A Million. They're at Barnes & Noble's. Anywhere, just look up Dominic Pepito and you could buy them basically anywhere. I think they're in like, how many locations are the books? I think like 2,000 different websites support the books, of course, with local retailers and, you know, religious shops around the country. They're out there. Yeah, there's 8 of them. You could buy them anywhere. Go to Walmart and just put in Dominic Pepito. They'll come up. You just pick the titles that you want. Now, most of the titles are on Amazon. You can find them on Amazon. There's 8 titles, but they're out there, and they're always even on the. I think they're even on Dynamic World Enterprises. You can even buy them right on our website, dynamicworldenterprises.com. You can purchase them right through our website. So you know, and if you go to dominicpepito.com, you could actually read them for free. I put them out there for free so everyone can enjoy them. You know, you really don't have to purchase my books to. you know what I'm saying, get, you know, to get the full benefit of my writings, to actually realize, you know, read some of my writings. I put them online for free so everybody could read them, you know. You know, they are hardback. They are a little bit expensive, but I wanted to make them open and available to everyone around the world so they could read them without having to pay for them. Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. And, you know, congratulations on all the writings you've done and, you know, your website. That's so much work and effort you've put into it, and that's really incredible. I do know we have to take a quick commercial break, though, but we'll be right back with more questions.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. I want to remind everybody, we welcome global digital marketing entrepreneur, acclaimed author, lecturer, and universalparanormal.com founder, Dominic Pepito. Everyone visit universalparanormal.com. That's universalparanormal.com, dynamicworldenterprises.com. And as he mentioned, too, as well, his new YouTube series, The Saint. So get in, subscribe early for The Saint. And sounds very profound of what's coming ahead, too, as well, for that series. Also, too, right now, just in time for the holidays, NationalChristmasGreetings.com. That's NationalChristmasGreetings.com. We'll discuss that with Dominic, too, as soon as we return. Next week, we have Brookdale Lodge documentary UK filmmaker Don Phillips returning to the program. That's the 23rd. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. We'll be right back with Sophia and Dominic right after this. Feel free to call in, too, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. I will post all of Dominic's information into the liveparanormal.com chat room, so feel free to jump over, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. That's on the homepage of liveparanormal.com, the live chat room. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Believe.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli, weekly 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Again, we welcome digital marketing entrepreneur, acclaimed author, lecturer and UniversalParanormal.com founder Dominic Pepito. Everyone visit UniversalParanormal.com, DynamicWorldEnterprises.com, YouTube, his new series, The Saint. So get in, subscribe early for that. And also, too, NationalChristmasGreetings.com. And so I'm going to bring up, I'm trying to unmute everybody right now as we speak. And Dominic and Sophia, you're back on together.
Thank you again so much for coming on today, Dominic.
Oh, no, listen, you guys have been great. Thank you. I appreciate your hospitality. You know, we have a lot of things in the works. And we're like I said, we don't, with Universal Paranormal, we really want those people out there who are, you know, really professionals, who really believe in what they do, who really are trying to bring peace to, you know, the some of the things that are out there, or just bring knowledge and education to the paranormal world to join us. We really, I want to make this something that I can leave behind for, you know, future generations, that, you know, we put so much work into the site. Everything is custom done. Everything, all the interactive menus are all custom designed to make sure we present you professionally, and that all your information and all your knowledge can be shared throughout the entire paranormal world. And that's why we designed the site, to make sure that we're educating people appropriately about, you know, all of our investigations, all of our work that we've done. I've done paranormal research, my own investigations around the world, and, you know, I wanted to have a home base, and I just didn't have one. And that's why we created Universal Paranormal, to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to show what the research that they have, to show them the research, to show people the proof and evidence that they have, their EVPs, their pictures, their videos. I want it to be a full universal, like I said, Universal Paranormal. It's universally a place where everyone should share, could share their information and join us as one paranormal family that teaches people who really don't know about the paranormal, and opens up their eyes to the evidence that they have that says, hey, there's another world out there bigger than your world, you know, and people really should pay attention and open up their minds to it. So that's why we created that site.
Definitely. And with your background with the paranormal and being a missionary, where do you believe that afterlife to exist? What do you think it actually is?
Well, like I said, I had many miraculous experiences happen to me throughout my life. I mean, I've seen things that I usually don't share with people, but I'm going to share them with you. When I was young, I actually died. I was suffocated in my sleep. There was a towel,
oh, wow,
there was a cover over me. Yeah, there was a cover over my face, and I actually passed out in my sleep. And during that for phases, you know, I actually had experiences where, I've seen certain things and spoken to certain people about, you know, I've spoken to certain people about how my life would be, what would happen to me throughout my entire life, and what are the main things that I should look out for within my life. And it was just unbelievable. So if you want to call it a near-death experience, you can. I kind of call it a rebirth. I don't call it a near-death experience. I call it a rebirth, because you're born into another world. You're born into a different dimension, and when you come back from it, you're a totally changed person. So some people say, you know, it's just the oxygen cut off from your brain, and that's really what happened. But when you talk to major people, and you could come back and tell people exactly what they look like, exactly what they said, exactly how you felt in their presence, I just don't think your mind could just make up those things. I just don't think that, you know, your cortisol or your hormones can make that lasting impression within your mind, with people actually telling you about your life, and then you seeing things that I've seen and spoke to people that I would never believe, and never. I mean, it changed my life dramatically. So at the young age of 15, when you ask me, why did you write 8 books, and why did you do all this, and how come you created this, you know, this whole, you know, spectrum of different sites, and why did you do, you know, research paranormal so early in life, is because when you're pushed into it, not pushed into it, when you're introduced to it at such a young age, you know, it takes over. It's absorbed into you. It's saturated within your soul. And the only way I could express it is through my books, and through, you know, paranormal website, and through, you know, everything I create is a piece of me. So when I create something, I want you to experience that. I want you to be a part of it. I want you to share with me. I want you to walk the path of life the way in which I walked, so you could experience it for yourself. So to all those people that say, well, death is it, that's the end of it, you know, and let's say once you die, you die. Well, guess what? You're definitely living your life wrong if you believe that, because it's just not the case. You know, people watch these shows on television, and I give great credit to those people who have TV shows on television. They're doing their best and their damnedest to make sure that people understand that their shows and the information they're trying to present, it's credible, it's professional, and it's real. And I'm not going to mention their names, but we both know who we're talking about. We know who the strongest people are out there who are really, really introducing to the world another side of another dimension that they would never see before. And they introduce the information professionally, and they're very, very credible. So with my near-death experiences and everything else, I'll just say to those who don't believe, you're half full. You're half full. You're not whole. You're really not a whole person if you cannot, you know, bring that type of – bring the other world within yourself and open up your mind to things that you cannot understand. Because even all of us – and I've talked to people who've been doing this for 40 and 50 years. Nobody's an expert. Nobody's an expert, because every day you do a different investigation. You see something you've never seen before. You learn something you've never learned before. You feel things you never felt before. And I think that's what drives most of the major people on television to do more and to work harder and to produce more and to make it credible and to build more equipment and make it as realistic and as close to home as you possibly can. You know, people sit back in their living rooms and they're protected by a screen of glass. You know, but those people who go out and do it, they're like, oh, it's just a TV show, it's make-believe. I challenge anybody out there. Because I've been to the most historic locations in the world. I mean, I've been in places where you would never get out. They would never let a team in. They would never let a team in to these holy places that I've been in. They would never let a team into some of the places in Italy. You know, I mean, if you like the Colosseum and all this, they would never let anybody in there to go do that, you know, just on a whim and be like, all right, you're going to investigate places like Notre Dame Cathedral and all. Never in a million years. It would never happen. But I just want to thank those people for bringing to life the history that everyone thought was dead, because it's never dead. It never dies. History doesn't die, and neither do you. And that's how I'll wrap that up.
Definitely. I agree. You know, once you start at a young age, it really just becomes ingrained in you. And, you know, it just kind of leads you down the paranormal path in life. And, you know, it's so interesting to kind of figure out the unknowns and, you know, see what else is out there.
We need a website like Universal Paranormal where people can introduce everything that they found and introduce their information. And I personally and professionally would like to thank those who are introducing it on air and on TV, because I know it's hard. I know it's really, really hard, because, you know, if we want to separate ourselves from it, a normal person could just turn the channel. You know what I'm saying? I'm scared. I'm going to turn the channel. I don't feel right. I'm going to turn the channel. I don't like what this person's talking about. I'm going to turn the channel. But for those who are living it, they say, oh, they're actors on TV. You know what? I've seen the places they've been to. I've been to some of the places they've been to. And you can't act out your emotions. You know what I'm saying? No one could give you a center stage to display your emotions to a national audience, and then you have to go home and live with that, and it stays with you. So I firmly believe this. Every time you meet somebody, every time you talk to someone, you always leave a piece of yourself with them forever, and your energy never dies. So there was one very famous person on TV. I'm not going to mention their name, but they say, you know, it's just you become a part of it, and you can never separate yourself from it. And that's what draws this particular person to do more, to want to present more, to want to go out and go to the darkest places and pull out and shed light on what's out there. And, you know, he deserves credit for what he does. And, you know, because, you know, when you get cut, you could see the scar, you could see the blood come out. But when you're cut from the inside, as far as your emotions are concerned, how do you heal scars that just don't heal? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, we're talking about mental scars and emotional. You can't heal those scars, and they're a part of you forever. And it's what molds you as a person. It's what shapes you and molds you as a person. So when I go out and, like I said, working on a new series, trying to get it produced, but when I go out into these holy locations and I look for these, you know, these the angels and demons and everything else to bring into the light of the people, to show them what the other side is all about, you know I'm doing it seriously. You know I'm doing it from, you know, from my heart and from and with great sincerity and intentions of educating people. I'm not out there to scare anybody. I mean, this is part of your world. This is who you are. You live in this world every day. How could you possibly be scared of it? You know what I'm saying? But some people can't digest that type of information. They can't understand it. It doesn't work well with them because they don't want to know about it, because then they have to question their own, you know, beliefs, their own, you know, safe foundation, you know, their own little safe world. And they don't want to step out of that world. But when we step outside of their little box and outside their security blanket of the real world that's out there, and some of the real things that are out there, it'll change you forever.
Definitely. And, you know, with your background as a missionary, too, and your work with saints, is there anything you do before, during, or after an investigation as means of protection?
I have my own personal items. I actually created myself. I own the mold to something I like to call the Star of Mary. I've read some of the personal testaments of Padre Pio, and Padre Pio, when he was in church, he used to say he could see the souls in purgatory, asking him to pray for them when he was in church and doing confessions. So what I actually did was there's only one in the world. I had custom made in New York a silver medallion of Mary with it's the Miraculous Medal. It's about 4 inches by 3 inches wide. It's 100% silver, the chain and the cross. I've had it blessed by every single priest I've ever come across, and I wear that on every single investigation. I don't take it off of me when I'm on this investigation. The power of silver, you know, just like any other material, rock, stone, granite, what's the other big one? They all have, you know, they could all be negatively or positively charged, and that is definitely positively charged. I only wear it after I go to confession. So it's 100% pure. So I pray for protection to Christ with my near death experiences. I've learned to pray to certain people for protection. Certain major people for protection, and I've never been let down by them. I've never been let down every time I heard. So when I go into investigation, I first of all say thank you to the people who let us go and do the investigation, and I introduce myself to all the powers that may be on site and say, listen, you know, I'm introducing myself. My name is Dominic Capillo. You already know who I am. I just would like your permission to come and come and spend time with you. I talk to them like I'm talking to a real person, like they're letting me into their house, they're letting me into their world. Like if I came to your house, Sophia, I wouldn't be like, hey, I'm Dominic Capito, I'm here, and that's where I'm going to do it, and I'm going to walk in your house, and I'm going to agitate you until you talk to me, and I'm going to poke you with a stick until you talk to me. I don't do that. We go to the investigation, I introduce myself, I ask them to pray. I say, you know, if you would like to pray with me, I'm going to pray for protection, and I'm going to pray that whatever pain you're going through, you get relieved as well. We pray, and then, you know, I do my own personal prayers to the location, whether it be like a Civil War site, or, you know, I say I want to pray for the peace of the souls who were killed here, or pray for the souls that sacrificed themselves here, or pray to the saint that lived here and walked here. Just pray for your protection as we go. And I hope you will accept me into your space and into your realm as we do this investigation. We're not here to harass you. We're just here to open up the eyes of those whose eyes are closed. And with your help, you know, we would definitely appreciate your help in allowing us to do that. And let me tell you something. When you say words like that before an investigation and you open up yourself to them, you are 10 times more capable of seeing things you've never seen before, getting credible evidence that you will never get before, just by introducing yourself and allowing them and saying, listen, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you. How can I help you? You know, I'm not just here to poke you with a stick. I'm here to try to figure out if we could help you, why you're here, you know, what happened to you, maybe answer some of those timeless questions that they can never answer, and, you know, give them the answers that they need. maybe not to, leave the site or leave the historical site because they're so attached to it, but to maybe give them some type of relief, because some of these paranormal investigators, they don't understand the mentality of spirits on the other side. They're in pain. If they weren't in pain, they'd be in heaven. You know, and some of them are so scared they think they're going to go to purgatory and they stay in this world forever, and that's why they don't want to cross over. I mean, when you literally hear some people say, or some spirits or souls say, I'm scared to meet Christ, I mean, come on, man. Really? I'm scared to go?
Mm-hmm.
It's because either they're not sure. They're really not sure what to do, or they're caught in the world that they've never been in before. So how do you bring peace to them? I mean, how do us mortals bring peace to them? Because if you read and study the Bible, and it's very important, and I'm so appreciative to Christ in heaven and Mary who opened up my eyes to this. When you're in purgatory, you can't pray for yourself. It's in the Bible. You read it in the Bible. You study the Bible. And when you're in purgatory, you can't pray for yourself. Every now and then, Mary, she's called the Star of the Sea. That's why I call my medal the Star of the Sea. Mary comes and takes souls from purgatory and releases them into heaven. But it's only through our prayers here on earth that you can release those souls into heaven. Otherwise, they have to remain in purgatory. And I have, in my prayer book, I think there's 150 different prayers where you could pray for the souls in purgatory. And the souls in purgatory have been a major factor in my life because I know the pain they're going through. I've seen the pain. I've seen what they experience. But you know, when you're in purgatory, it's not like you're in hell. Because when you're in purgatory, you know you're going to get to heaven. You just have to wait a little while, you know what I'm saying? And then, you get to heaven. But for those souls in hell, that's it. That's a stop. You're never getting out of it. There's no getting out of hell. But for those souls in purgatory and those souls in purgatory, you can help them. And the souls that are here, that are stuck here, it's an endless purgatory. So and all those professional investigators, I know they know this, but for those who don't, when you go into investigation, think about that. You know, when you go home, you relax, you go to bed, their nightmare never ends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, till Christ comes. You know what I'm saying? So whatever relief you can give them, and during your investigation, whatever support or comfort you could give them, just by a couple of words, saying, listen, I'm here. I hear you. I understand you. I understand you're here. I understand you're in pain. I understand you need help. I understand what you've gone through. I understand you lost a loved one. I understand you lost a child. I understand you are trapped here by a demon. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Just if we could help you, let us help you. Let me help you. And through the powers I've received, through my near-death experience, coming back here, it is just, for some reason, I don't know what you want to call it. I'm not making false claims or accusations, but I just can sense when they are. I know that they're in pain. I know, if they're evil. I just know. When you walk in, when you walk into your grandmother's house? This is the best way I can explain it. When you walk into your grandmother's house, you know you're safe. You smell her, or her essence, or you smell that smell, and be like, oh, this is grandma's house. You know, when you have a near-death experience and somebody dies and you smell their perfume? You know what I'm saying? It's the same experience. When I walk into a castle, I could smell, not only do I smell them, but I could smell the time period they lived in, the smoke from the fire and the furnaces that were burning in the fireplace, the smell, their clothes, the leather clothes that they used to wear, the smell of weapons being forged, the smell of fires burning, I mean, the smell of the food they used to eat, the venison, it's so crazy. And it's like walking, when I go into a location, it's like walking into history, because I could sense all these things. I mean, I know what they ate. I know how they lived. I know what they talked about. Even some of the languages that you pull up in the EVPs, you're like, oh, that's Latin. Oh, that's Old Greek. Oh, that's ancient, what do you call it? Aramaic. Right. Ancient Latin, ancient Latin. And you have to understand all the languages derive from Latin. You get your French, you get your English, they're all derived from Latin. So when you hear certain dialects, when you're on a location and they say something like Adesio or Abba or Rabboni, which is Rabboni's like master, master, or Abba's God, or so certain things, or a father. Abba could be father, God, many, many different things. You pick it up because I'm so in touch with that. Because I've been doing it my entire life. So I know there's many other people who can do that. And it just, for me, it's like walking into their lives. I ask them if I could walk into their lives. And you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised and amazed what type of positive reactions you could get when you do that. I mean, just it puts the whole investigation on another level. So now the investigation is over, we leave. I thank them. I say, listen, I want to thank you for not only, you know, allowing me to come into your world, but for allowing you to have a, you know, to be, to allowing you, for thanking you for sharing your world with me and making that a part of me. So now I know, you know, on my next investigation or even the people I deal with, like yourself or anybody else who I come across throughout my life, I know how to deal with them better. I know how to help them better. I'm a better person because you allowed me to come into your world and shared your pain with me. So now I have a better understanding of your world and how I need to live my life through your eyes from ancient history that it happened 200, 300, 1,000 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
And
I know we're coming towards the end of the show, but
yeah,
I want to thank you so much for coming on today, Dominic.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm Italian and I talk a lot and I'm from New York. It happens. Sorry, I talk
it's fine. Thank you so much for coming on today, though. It's been great talking to you.
Oh, well, listen, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. And like I said, anyone who wants to join us on Universal Paranormal, we definitely appreciate it. And thank you for your guys' time. And thank you for your hospitality. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you,
Dominic.
So much, Dominic. Have a great weekend.
You guys have a great weekend. Thank you. God bless.
You too.
Bye.
God bless, Dominic. And I want to remind everybody, too, I know we have a hard close at the end. But, hey, fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. Dominic was such a great guest. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.